Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And Sam, what are you doing?
I'm playing a new mobile game.
Oh, what is it?
It's about a music game. You have to follow the rhythm and push the right buttons.
Oh, it sounds kind of fun, but I feel like I might do really bad at it. So, do you like playing those kind of mobile games, or do you like, what's that?
PC games? Yeah, I do play console games, but recently because I have to travel a lot during every day, pretty much, because I live far away from where I work. So, during transportation, I have a lot of time to play mobile games.
Oh, okay. Why don't you get, a Switch or something?
Yeah, I know, but right? Switch is, too big for me. Yeah.
Oh, I think we need to bring back the Game Boy. If you still have your Game Boy, I think you can still play it, right?
Yeah, I can still play it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't mind playing games sometimes. For my mobile games, I like to play Tetris, something easy or something. Yeah,
that's all right. Classic.
Yes, that is. So, in today's article, we're going to talk about a really popular mobile game. So, let's take a look. Okay, so let's take a look at part A of our single sentence. And shall we take a look at the Chinese version first?
Yes. Okay, 马上呢来看一下我们 single sentence 第一个要翻译的句子是什么呢 ？Okay， 他说呢，以一只旅行青蛙为特色的一款手机游戏已在台湾成为一股风潮。
Okay, in English it says a mobile game featuring a traveling frog has become a fad in Taiwan. So does this sound familiar? I'm pretty sure it does, because even I know this game. I don't play it. Do you play this one?
No. I know the game, but never tried.
Yeah, I know it's cute, but I think for games like this, I don't have time for it. So I end up just playing puzzle games because you can just quit anytime. But let's take a look at the grammar points here. It says a mobile game featuring. When you feature something, this verb means to have or include this thing as an important part. So the important part of this game is that that a frog travels around. So we can say A features B or B features A. For example, if B features A, it means B is characterized by A. Let's take a look at a sample sentence. It says, diabetes is a kidney disorder that is characterized by high blood sugar, among other things. Okay? Or you can also use it the other way, like A is or are a feature of B. And here we can also, instead of using feature, we can use other words like trait or characteristic as well.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 feature 这个字 feature 这个字可以当作动词哦，那它就是表示说呢有什么样的特色的意思了。那呢除了我们刚刚 Tiffany 解释 feature 的用法之外呢，我们这边看到另外一个 has become a fad in Taiwan。 OK, has become 在这边呢我们特别注意到使用的是现在完成式。现在完成式这个时态有什么特色呢？它呢就表示了过去某个时间点一直持续到现在的一个动作或是状态。OK, 所以呢现在完成式我们很常翻译为已经怎么样。OK, 那呢它可以用在什么时候呢？通常我们用在比方说这个事情这个动作呢刚刚完成或是已经完成。或者是呢这件事情已经持续了一段时间一直到现在。或者是呢曾经有过的经验。比方说呢 I have been to Portugal, 我曾经去过葡萄牙。这样子呢也可以使用现在完成式的用法。那么举个例子哦，我们说呢Kevin has seen this movie twice already, but he enjoyed it so much that he wants to see it again. Okay, 凯文呢已经看过这部电影两次了，但是呢他非常喜欢，以至于呢他还想要再看一次。
Now, a fad, F-A-D, is just a trend or something that is popular for a short time. For example, Pokemon Go was a big fad a couple of years ago. That means it was really, really popular. People were crazy about it. They were out on the streets catching Pokemon. It's not so popular now. I mean, I think still some people play it, but it was not like before where everyone was doing it and it was really crazy.
OK， 所以呢 fad 这个字呢就表示一个风潮，你可以用另外一个字 trend， 一个潮流。那 fad 什么样的状况是 fad 呢？刚刚 Tiffany 就举例了，像我们之前大家都在玩的这个 Pokemon Go， 这个宝可梦，还记得吗？那个时候大家疯狂的要去抓宝可梦，现在当然还有人在玩，但是呢在当时很多人所有人都一起在做的时候，我们就可以说这是一个 fad。
Mm-hmm. Alright, so let's take a look at our second sentence.
OK， 我们第二句呢延续我们这个旅蛙游戏了，我们就继续讲说呢，这款游戏的吸引力呢可能在于它的简单性，这表明了人们对放松及避免压力的渴望。
Mm-hmm. So we learned a little bit more about the psychology behind the game. In English it says, the appeal of the game may be in its simplicity, which indicates people's desire to relax and avoid stress. So, when we talk about the word appeal, appeal is a noun and it means a quality that makes people like something or someone. So it's basically saying the reason why people might like this game is because it's really simple. Okay, we can take a look at the grammar point of how to use appeal. So, we can say appeal to somebody with a verb or appeal for a noun, okay? So if we use it as a noun, we can say it means like a quality that causes people to like somebody or something. So closer to the meaning that we're talking about in our sentence. I can say, movies with too many special effects and not much else have very little appeal for me. Okay, so we use this as a noun. You can also change it to a verb. We can say, movies with too many special effects does not appeal to me. Okay, so if you're using it as a verb, remember to say to somebody, to me, to her, to him. If it's a noun, it's for someone. So for you, for me, for them.
OK, 所以呢我们前面看到了这个游戏呢吸引人的地方呢就在于它很简单。那后面呢它用了这个一个逗号又有 which, OK, 然后呢来补充说明哦。后面说这表明了人们，我们后面就在补充说明这个游戏是怎么样，或者前面这整句话是什么样的意思。那呢这个呢就叫做关系子句的用法了。关系子句呢有限定和非限定两种用法。是什么意思呢？首先有限定用法的意思呢表示哦它前面先行词。先行词呢无法让人明确得知指的是哪一个的时候呢，这个时候呢我们的这个关系子句就是有限定的。那注意到这个时候呢我们前面不用加逗点，然后呢我们可以使用 that 来代替。那在后面呢我们要介绍一下什么叫做非限定用法。非限定用法就是我们课文里面这边的这个例句里面的这个补述用法。补述用法呢表示哦，相对于刚刚我们的限定用法呢，在补述用法非限定用法里面呢，我们的这个先行词是唯一的一个，所以呢大家都明确的知道是哪一个。那呢这边呢我们是用补充说明的用法，所以呢我们前面呢要加上一个逗点，再加上我们 which 这个我们的这个关系代名词，在后面再接上我们要补述的内容。那注意到，特别注意到我们补述用法的时候呢，我们呢不可以使用 that 来代替。那在我们这个例句里面呢，我们的先行词呢就是呢前面的这整句话， OK, the appeal of the game may be in its simplicity, OK, 这整句话呢就是我们的先行词，所以我们知道呢我们在讲的是哪一件事情，所以后面的补充说明呢就是在说明这件事情有什么样的特质。
嗯哼。Alright, so we can see that the reason why people like this game so much is thatIt shows that people just probably want to relax and avoid stress after work. It is a very relaxing game. You don't have to do too much.
You don't have to think too much.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to go out and catch Pokemon, or you don't have to. I know like people like to play the fighting games. I mean, it could be fun, but then also that might be kind of stressful too, because you're just like...so angry all the time. So I can understand why people like this, and you can pretend you're the little frog or you have a little pet as well. Alright, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with part B, and we're going to look at some more sentences as well. Alright, so let's take a look at part B. We also have some single sentences to look at. So shall we take a look?
刚刚在 part A 最后我们看到这个玩游戏呢是因为要舒压。那太压力太大会怎么样呢？我们看一下 part B 的 single sentence. 他说呢，寂寞会和患有慢性病一样对我们的健康有害。
And it says, being lonely can be as harmful to our health as suffering from a long-term disease. Okay. Okay, so this sentence means that being lonely has the same effect of being sick. So that's why we use this grammar point. We use as plus an adjective or adverb plus as. And this is just to show that A is similar to B. For example, I can say you need to be as quiet as possible because the baby is sleeping. Or throw the ball as hard as you can to win the game. Okay, now, of course, you can also add not as to show differences as well, to show that it is different. So what you do is you put not in the front, so not as or not so. And again, we have either an adjective or an adverb here, and then we finish it off with as. So for example, we can say, though the ferry trip to Green Island was a little uncomfortable, it was not as bad, or I can say it was not so bad as we'd feared.
OK, 刚刚 Tiffany 解释了，就是呢 ,as 加上呢这个形容词或副词 as,再加上后面另外一个事情哦，就表示这个 A 和 B 哦是一样，像 B 一样的怎么样？举个例子，比方说我们像刚刚讲说 ，throw the ball as hard as you can， 尽你可能的把这个球丢出去哦。OK， 这边的 hard 是表示你的尽力哦，尽你的力 ，as hard as you can， 尽你能的最大的力量。那呢，我们看到句子后面呢，它是说 suffering from， OK， suffering from 就是呢表示说这个因为什么事情而受苦的意思。OK, suffering from. Suffer from, 我后面呢加上名词。那呢注意到我们 suffer from 的用法呢，通常呢后面的这个因为你受苦的理由呢，通常是指病痛，你因为病痛而受苦。举个例子咯，我们说呢 a number of students in the class are suffering from norovirus, so they've been told to stay home. 班上呢有一些同学呢，他们都染上了诺罗病毒，因此呢他们被告知呢要待在家里面。因为病痛而受苦，我们 suffer from。 那呢 suffer 这个字呢，我们以后面可以直接加上名词。那呢这样的用法的时候，没有 from 的用法呢，通常呢是指这个事情呢很不愉快，或者呢让你受挫，你因此受苦、哦、比方说呢，我们说呢 the project sufferedA setback when the team leader decided to quit her job. OK, 那项计划呢，他们呢受到了很大的挫折。为什么挫折？为什么受苦呢？因为他们的团队领导人呢决定辞职。
Mm-hmm. And this is true. I think if it's a little bit about your mental health as well.、Mm. So there is a difference though. Being lonely and being alone is different, I think. You can be alone, but you don't have to feel lonely,
okay,
right? You might
yeah,
have a lot of、
different.
Friends around you. So I think this is more about talking about your mental health. Let's take a look at the next sentence to learn more.
OK, 在第二句呢我们就讲到了，他说呢寂寞有许多负面的健康影响，范围从高血压到增加失智症的风险都有，因此我们去面对寂寞的议题是至关重要的。
It says, loneliness has a large number of negative health effects, ranging from high blood pressure to increased risk of dementia. Therefore, it's essential that we confront the issue of loneliness. So I think overall, like, if you're feeling mentally sick, or if you're not mentally healthy, then of course loneliness can become very serious or become very, very negative for you. Here we can take a look at the difference between affect and affect, affect, effect. I know a lot of us get these two mixed up. Affect, affect is a verb. Effect, effect is a noun. So for example, as a verb, I can say the storm affected me with an A. If I use it as a noun, I say I felt the effects of the storm with the E. Okay, so just the difference between affect and effect. One's a verb, one's a noun.
OK, 所以呢 ,affect 和 effect, 哪一个是动词哪一个是名词呢，要特别注意到，特别把它记起来，这个是很常犯错的地方。那呢我们看到句子中间呢，我们用到了这个动词 range。range 这个字呢当做动词、哦、它就表示变化变动。但注意到呢我们这边的这个变化呢是在一个范围里面变动咯。OK, 所以呢我们常见的用法呢有两种。首先我们可以看到第一个，它说呢变动范围是在 A 到 B 之间呢，我们可以用between, OK, 我们可以说呢 range between A and B. 所以呢我们举个例子咯， The cost of a single journey ticket on the Taipei MRT ranges between NT$20 and $65. OK, 台北捷运的单程车票价格呢落在新台币20元到65元之间。所以呢这边的 range 就表示说呢它有一个范围哦，在这个范围里面变化。那呢除了我们可以讲说 from A to B, 我们呢除了我们刚刚讲的 between A and B, 我们呢也可以讲说 range from A to B, 就是呢从 A 到 B的这个范围里面我们呢来做变化。
Mm-hmm. We can also say range in a size or range in a price or range in color. For example, we can say the books in this section of the library range in subject、mm-hmm. from ancient to 19th century history. So it's to talk about different kinds of spectrums here.
嗯哼，好的，那呢我们再看到我们第二个句子 therefore 因此之后的第二个句子呢我们看到他说 it is essential that 后面再加上一个子句，那注意到了这边呢我们用法 it is 这个 it 呢它是一个虚主词哦，它并不是真正的主词，那呢这边呢它是代替了我们 that 后面引导的子句哦，就是呢 we come from the issue of loneliness 我们来面对自己的寂寞这件事情是怎么样的呢 it's essential是必须的，所以 it 呢就是代替了 that 后面的这个子句了。那它的句型呢，就是呢，我们就是刚刚讲的 it is 加上一个形容词，表示说呢这件事情是很怎么样的。that 后面呢再加上真正的这个名主词啊，也就是我们 that 后面引导的子句。
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yes, if you feel sad or if you feel lonely, I think you should talk about it because mental health is such an important issue. It's not something where you can, you know, just go to the doctor and take medicine for. I think you need a lot of people, a lot of positivity、mm-hmm. and a lot of people supporting you. So if you ever feel sad, talk to someone. I think you'll feel better that way. All right. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with part C.All right, so let's take a look at part C. We're going to、mm-hmm. look at an article, and it's about cleaning up garbage. And I think it's a big problem that we have to face today because、we as humans create way too much trash.
True.
And, yeah, and unfortunately, all the trash gets into places like rivers and oceans. And、mm-hmm. this causes us an even bigger problem, too.、
Mm-hmm. 在今天的这个我们 part C 的这个段落文章里面呢，我们就要看一下跟这个环保有关的议题了。我们呢就要来清理垃圾了。我们都知道人类制造出太多垃圾了。那这些垃圾你都丢到垃圾桶里面，你知道它到了哪里去吗？很多呢可能流到海里流到河里或者呢在山里面造成很大的影响、
mm-hmm. So what can we do to reduce trash? Or、is there a way to get rid of trash without hurting the environment?、
For me, I try not to use too much plastic、yeah. stuff. Like、I don't use straw or I don't use、like the plastic cup or something.
Oh, so you always bring your own?
Yeah, I、
Perhaps.
try.
You try to, yes, we try to.、
Yeah.
I do know that、although, you know, it's kind of hard not to use things or not to create、mm. trash, but I know that in Sweden,、mm-hmm. they burn the trash, and what they do is they turn、this into energy, so like electricity, for example,、
mm-hmm.
that people can use. And I think that's actually a great idea because, yeah...You get rid of the trash, and at the same time, you create electricity for people, and you don't need to, you know, make up new machines
yeah,
yeah. or new factories to make more electricity,
yeah.
which causes more problems. So
but,
that's actually really smart.
But is it not going to cause pollution when they burn garbage?
I think
garbage?、
Yeah. what they do is, I don't know,、I think...What they do is they use, like, steam or something.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it causes less pollution.
Oh, okay.
I'm not too sure about the process, but、
yeah.
it is environmentally friendly, and Sweden
yeah,
is a country.
It's very creative. Yeah.
yeah, they have, like, zero trash or something. They have, like,、mm-hmm. they don't have a lot of trash left over, basically, in、
yeah.
the country.
That's good.
yeah, but、another country in Europe is actually doing something positive with their trash,、
mm-hmm.
and this is what our article is about. It says, in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, one country is collecting garbage and turning it into something else.
Okay, sounds interesting. And what's that something else?
well, or Plastic Bill, it's a company. It takes people on tours in the city's famous canal. So、mm-hmm. we know Amsterdam is really famous for its canals. Plastic Bill is a company that does these tours. So while they do this, they actually have nets on their boats that clean up floating trash in the canal.、
Mm-hmm. OK， 所以呢，在我们的这个文章里面啊，他就说这个 plastic whale 这个塑胶鲸鱼啊，这个公司呢，他们事实上是这个带大家呢，在这个荷兰的阿姆斯特丹呢来看这个 canals， 就是运河，带他们这个 on tours， 就是观光的这个行程哦。那呢，他们在观光的同时呢，他们坐在船上啊，他们呢就同时在收集这些浮在水面上的垃圾。That's very clever.
That is very clever. Let's see what they do with the trash. And at the same time, we have a sentence to translate here.
嗯哼，所以呢，我们看到这个要翻译的这个句子，他就说呢，他们把这个打捞起来的这个垃圾呢，做成什么东西了呢？他说呢，收集起来的塑胶呢，接着被用来建造塑胶鲸鱼的船只。因此呢，游客捡起来垃圾越多，塑胶鲸鱼能打造来清理阿姆斯特丹河流的船只呢，就越多。
In English, it says the collected plastic is then used to build plastic whales boats. So the more trash the tourists pick up, the more boats plastic whale can build to clean up Amsterdam's rivers. So that's great. They're kind of recycling all of this trash too.
OK， 所以呢，看一下我们这个翻译的句子里面呢、哦，某物被用来哦，比方说像我们这个句子里面呢，它这个塑胶被收集起来的塑胶呢，被拿来打造成船只，被用来打造船只。那呢，这样的用法呢，我们就可以用 use 这个动词哦。OK， 那我们可以用被动的被用来嘛，所以我们用被动，用 be 动词加上过去分词的形式。所以我们句子就是说 ，something is used to。OK， 后面加上原形动词，或是呢，你也可以 something is used for。OK， 用来什么样的用途？例如呢，我们课文里面的用法呢，他就说这些塑胶呢 is used to build boats。OK， 这些塑胶被拿来打造船子。那呢，要特别注意到几个很常混淆的用法了。首先，我们看到 used to 后面再加上原形动词。这个用法呢，它表示过去经常或是曾经做的某件事情，现在已经不这么做了。举个例子了，我们说呢 ，Pat used to play badminton regularly, but he hasn't picked up his racket in years. OK， 派特呢以前会固定来打羽球，但他好几年已经没有再把这个球拍拿起来了。过去做，现在不做，我们就可以用 used to。注意到呢，前面没有 be 动词，跟刚刚的用法很像，但是意思完全不同。那另外一个用法呢，我们可以说 get used to， 或者be used to。那注意到呢，跟刚刚的不同在于呢，刚刚我们说被用来呢，它的这个 to 是不定词哦，后面加上原形动词表示被用来做什么事情。但在这边呢，我们 get used to 或是 be used to 的这个 to 呢，它是一个介系词，所以后面是加上名词或是动名词。这个呢用法呢表示习惯做什么事情。
Mm-hmm. We saw another grammar point here. We saw that the more trash the tourists pick up, the more boats plastic whale can build. Now here, the more, you can add an adjective or adverb, comma, the more...And then another adjective adverb. And this is used to compare that something is even better. So you will use the comparative form of the adjective or adverb. So you can say the plus the adjective er plus a noun, or you can use an adverb er plus a subject. And then after that, you use the same kind of sentence structure again. So easily, let's take a look at this, the sentence structure. You can say the later you go to bed, the more tired you'll feel tomorrow morning.
That's okay. True.
That is very true. I feel that all the time. So it's not good to stay up too late. Let's learn a little bit more about this company and these tours. It says that we know that the tours are really popular now, mm-hmm. as it took 6,000 people on tours and collected 50,000 plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm.
It says Amsterdam's water company also estimates, so they guess, that about 3,005 kilograms of waste are removed from the waterways, which are the canals. And that's a lot of trash.
Yes, 3,500 kilograms. That's very impressive.
Yes. It says, so Plastic Whale wants to educate and share with people this problem too.
OK, 所以呢，我们现在知道了这个塑胶鲸鱼哦，它在这个荷兰阿姆斯特丹运河上面收集垃圾的方法非常有效，而且呢收集了非常多的垃圾。所以呢我们就看到我们第二个要翻译的句子，他说呢，除了游览之外呢，塑胶鲸鱼还安排学校旅行和其他活动呢，用来呢提升人们对塑胶废料的意识。
Mm-hmm. English it says, in addition to tours, Plastic Whale organizes school trips and other activities to raise people's awareness of plastic waste. Now when we use in addition to, there's more to say. We can say as well as or besides. So besides the tours, as well as the tours, also these tours, things like that. Okay? So we also see some more grammar points here.
Okay, 我们呢除了刚刚讲到的这个词外 ，in addition to 的用法之外呢，我们还看到这个名词 awareness。awareness 这个名词呢，它就表示了这个意识或是察觉的意思。那它常见的用法呢，我们前面搭配的会是比方说 raise awareness of something。Okay， 就表示呢提升这个对于后面这件事情的这个意识，对于后面这件事情的察觉，或是呢，你也可以说 increase 增加 ，OK， 对于这件事情的认识。我们呢举个例子哦，他说呢 ，the purpose of this documentary is to raise awareness of the plight of endangered animals。OK， 这部纪录片的目的呢是要提升人们对濒临绝种动物的困境的注意。
嗯哼。
那呢同时 awareness 是名词的用法、哦、你呢也可以使用形容词 aware， OK， aware， 所以呢 aware 它呢一样是意识到注意到的，那它常见用法呢我们可以用 be aware of， OK， 后面加上一个名词或者是呢 that 再加上一个子句，就表示呢对于后面这件事情的注意到了，或是呢意识到后面这件事情。 Are you aware that there's a national holiday on Friday so we won't have to go to work？你知道这星期我是国定假日，所以我们不用去上班吗？ Yes, yes, of course. I remember all the national holidays.
Oh, you have a markdown on your calendar.
Yeah.
So yes, I think raising public awareness is very important. However, the article also says that plastic pollution does not only exist in Amsterdam. Plastic pollution is all over the world.
Yeah.
So that's why Plastic Wheel hopes to expand into other parts of the world one day.All right, so yes, it's really, really, really important that we be more aware of how much trash we produce and how we can cut it down. You can try to bring your own bags or your own utensils and stuff when you go out next time. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.Unit 8, Translation, June 14th. A mobile game featuring a traveling frog has become a fad in Taiwan. The appeal of the game may be in its simplicity, which indicates people's desire to relax and avoid stress. Being lonely can be as harmful to our health as suffering from a long-term disease.Loneliness has a large number of negative health effects, ranging from high blood pressure to increased risk of dementia. Therefore, it's essential that we confront the issue of loneliness. Collecting garbage is the latest tourist attraction in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. The company Plastic Wheel takes people on tours of the city's famous canals and arms them with nets so they can help clean up floating trash.The collected plastic is then used to build Plastic Wheel's boats. So the more trash the tourists pick up, the more boats Plastic Wheel can build to clean up Amsterdam's rivers. The tours are proving surprisingly popular. Last year, Plastic Wheel took 6,000 people on tours and collected over 50,000 plastic bottles and about 3 times as much other waste.Cleaning up the garbage is a big job. Amsterdam's water company estimates that 3,500 kilograms of waste are removed from Amsterdam's waterways every day, and Plastic Wheel wants to educate people about the problem. In addition to tours, Plastic Wheel organizes school trips and other activities to raise people's awareness of plastic waste.However, plastic pollution isn't a problem that only exists in Amsterdam. That's why Plastic Wheel hopes to expand its activities into other parts of the world one day. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article, and we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.